Now, let's meet my first guest. And since the publication of his first book in 2007, on which the Emmy-nominated Netflix documentary The Miami Showband Massacre is based, the renowned peace advocate Stephen Travers has been inspiring millions of people all over the world. And he now has a new book out, which is entitled The Bass Player, Surviving the Miami Showband Massacre. It was published last year, and then in October it was shortlisted for On Post Irish Book Awards Biography of the Year. And he's still continuing to inspire people, because he has currently teamed up with another musician, Mo O'Connor, to bring us a unique night out, I suppose you might call it. It's entitled Songs of Healing and Stories of Hope. And the good news is it's coming to Kerry this very weekend. And Stephen has very kindly agreed to join us now for a chat. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Deirdre. It's great to talk to you again.
And it's lovely to talk to you again as well. And listen, congrats on the nomination for the On Post Book of the Year Award. That was some achievement.
That was completely out of the blue. I didn't expect it, but it's wonderful, because they're talking about actually the writing of the book, as opposed to, you know, lots of the other topics which are quite heavy. I was delighted to get that.
Yeah. That was brilliant. Well done, you. So listen, as you mentioned to me when we were emailing each other off air, this show, if you can call it, Songs of Healing and Stories of Hope, having spent the morning reading the news to the people of Kerry, Stephen, my God, is a bit of hope needed at the moment. I think you'll agree.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think, you know, people in Kerry have an advantage over us all. I mean, they can just look around them and see the beautiful scenery down there. I have amazing memories of being in Kerry and playing there. I mean, just thinking, talking to a friend this morning about Des Lee, he's in Belfast, who played with me in the Miami, and we were talking about the crowds waking off, or in our case, the writing of the bass player Surviving the Miami in the Miami, with an acoustic soundtrack provided by Mo and myself. It's different because it can be such a heavy topic, you know, talking about the tragedy like that. But there's lots of great happy memories, and so I decided. I've been all around the world, both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, both sides of the equator, talking about the peace process and how the lessons we learned from my experience. I decided that, you know, it'd be great to add some music to it. And so that's effectively what we do. You know, we do music by, while I'm talking about the book, also we also do music by John Denver and Bob Dylan and James Taylor and the Royal Showband, you know, friends of ours that we had. So even my friends in Horslips, a little bit of blues, and so it's that type of thing. It just reminds us, you know, how important the music was in surviving, because as you can see, Deirdre, you know, the name of the book is in the present tense. It's Surviving the Miami Showband Massacre.
Absolutely,
to, you know, having survived it, yeah.
And healing and hope, I mean, they're two amazing things to have. And do you think we could do with a little bit of healing and hope at the moment, given what's happening in the Middle East, Stephen?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, healing, certainly we all need it, you know, there's because whether we realise it now or not, whenever we turn on the television, we look at, you know, the genocide being committed in the Middle East, or, you know, any other theatres of war, you know, whether it's the Middle East or our own experiences in the north of Ireland or Somalia or any of these places, you know, there's always a better way than killing people. So so that healing, we have all been traumatized, and we continue to be traumatized when we watch these terrible things on the news, and it's wall to wall every night. And then, of course, like without hope, you know, we'd be in big trouble. We must hope that this all is fixed. You know, we can't go on like this, killing each other.
And Have you always, Stephen, been blessed with a kind of a glass half full mentality? Because, I mean, of all of us, I mean, when you think of what you went through and the awful thing that happened to you on that night back then, and losing your friends and your livelihood and everything, you know, have you always been resilient? Was that always within you? Or did you kind of go into a dark place at one time and then find your own healing and hope?
It's strange what happened to me, actually, Deirdre, was that immediately, you know, when I was brought to Daisy Hill Hospital from taken out of the field and brought there, my faith in humanity was restored within about 48 hours. You know, when I woke up, but the first thing that came into my mind, you know, was that this must never happen to anyone else. You know, after I understood what happened, but then for about 30 years, up until about 2005, I was actually in denial that you know that anything bad happened. So it took me a while and some you know, therapy and psychological sort of deep diving to realize, you know, that there is something wrong. If in the bass player itself, in the book itself, I do go down the route of, you know, discussing things like trauma and mental health issues and all that. That you don't have to be shot to, you know, to have psychological problems. So I go down that route. But as I say, these are heavy subjects, you know, and the politics and all of the things that happened that I discuss in the book, you know, the court cases, which sort of lasted 18 months, 2 years, went on for almost 10 years. So all of these things. But so we intersperse it in the book. I intersperse it with a lot of my musical adventures. And in this, and in songs of healing and stories of hope, that's what we do. We do these. Mo is wonderful. You know, we do these songs that are uplifting. You know, songs like Country Roads. You know, when we do that the John Denver number, Country Roads. And the reason we do songs like that are to show how important music is to lift our spirits. It's a lovely experience, you know.
Sounds like it. Because, I mean, you could go to a poetry reading or a book reading on the one hand, you could go to a gig on the other hand, but I love the idea of the two, you know, a little bit of both.
Yeah. It first struck me that, you know, that this was possible. I was giving a talk in Phoenix in Arizona, and there were some friends of mine there, and they asked me to get up and join them after my talk. And I did. I just saw the reaction of the crowd. It sort of, you know, it broke the because, as I say, it is a dark subject, but it showed people that, you know, there's the hope. There's great hope, and it can be engendered from the music as well. So I'm sure everybody will enjoy those songs. You know, Bob Dylan songs that are pertinent and sort of related to the stories that we'll be talking about. You know.
Very good. And I'm assuming that people will leave feeling uplifted after this event, Stephen.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, people do. I've done, like, I don't know how many interviews, podcasts, television, things, the Netflix documentary, as you mentioned earlier, you know, and all of it, you know, it's the backdrop is the music, you know, and that's a comfort. It's comfort for me. It's comfort for everybody else, you know. And it was a great comfort when we were playing both here and in the north, because, you know, we were not just the Miami, but bands, all the show bands, and there was about 650-700 fully professional show bands, and they were bringing that little bit of respite to the north at the time when people needed it, you know. And that first few hours every weekend or every any of the nights that people came to hear the bands, but like great artists from Kerry, I mean DJ Curtin and Billy and all of these people, you know, they were superstars up there, and they have so much to be proud of. I often talk to DJs, he's in Las Vegas now, but so I think we, you know, the legacy of the show bands is one we should be all very proud of.
Oh, absolutely. Extremely proud of. And they brought so much, the show bands brought so much joy to so many people all over the country. Stephen, I could talk to you all day, and you're always such a lovely guest to have on the programme, but I better let you go. And it's very important that we let people know how they can catch this show, because you're only in Kerry for one night, isn't it? And that's in Waterville.
In Waterville, in and it's at 7:30 this Saturday. And so I hope you, if you don't have enough petrol in your car, cycle there. So.
Get thumb or cycle or whatever, hitch a lift, but get there. So Songs of Healing and Stories of Hope. Well, it sounds to me, Stephen, like it's just what people need at the moment. And a bit of crack as well, I'd imagine.
Absolutely.
Which is great. Stephen, great to talk to you, and keep up the wonderful work you're doing all over the Ireland and all over the world. We wish you all the very best.
Thanks very much, Deirdre. It's very kind of you. Thank you.
And that is Stephen Travers there, author, musician, peace advocate, survivor of the Miami Showband Massacre, and coming to Tech Amargan in Waterville this Saturday night, along with legendary Cork musician Mo O'Connor. And it's going to be a selection of songs and stories and something that's going to uplift you. As I said, the title says it all, Songs of Healing and Stories of Hope.